local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And saying hello to you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's hour number three on a Tuesday. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. A lot to get to. Very busy day. A lot happening, especially here locally. A lot going on. So we'll start off with our top three stories here. Just a second. Traffic line. We certainly appreciate all the traffic tips we get on a daily basis. It's 850-262-6111. Traffic line is text line is 850-437-1620. Getting our first check of the roads and weather right after our top three stories today. The UN Security Council meeting again today, voting on whether to call for a ceasefire. The U.S. earlier this month vetoed that. This as talks around securing another hostage deal that would include a pause in fighting appears to be at a standstill. The Biden administration, though, remains hopeful for a breakthrough. Meanwhile, the new international task force led by the U.S. will defend commercial cargo ships from Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea.
Ships and aircraft from multiple nations are and will continue to join the United States in conducting maritime surveillance and taking defensive action as appropriate to protect commercial ships from the threat posed by the Houthis.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says recent attacks on merchant ships are unacceptable and must stop. The coalition includes several countries, including the U.S., U.K., Canada, France, and Bahrain. And the Colorado Supreme Court has ruled that Donald Trump is disqualified from holding office, and he will not be allowed to appear on the state's 2024 primary ballot. The court citing Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, the so-called insurrectionist ban. Trump's legal team is expected to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. I would fully expect the U.S. Supreme Court to overrule that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Those are our top three stories today. Local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Jackson Hewitt Tax Services, home of the Money Today Guarantee. Tax refund advance loans are at Jackson Hewitt starting December 11th. Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application is required. Finance charges apply. And loans by Republic Bank. Find out more details at jacksonhewitt.com. So looking at traffic here, I got a bit of an early peek at it all. A lot of the congestion we've been dealing with so far this evening has died down for the most part. We've still got a little bit on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, and on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. Did I say Pine Forest traveling northbound or westbound? I think I said westbound. I meant northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. So if there I said it wrong, forgive me. But Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, that's the other one. Outside of that, though, things do appear to be rather smooth sailing for the most part. In Santa Rosa County, we were dealing with a lot of issues on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River, but that has since died down almost completely.
All right. Thank you. Meteorologist Alan Strum.
Lows overnight will be down in the upper 30s. Some inland areas a little bit colder, and along the immediate coast, more like between 40 and 45. Clouds start to move back into the skies. We'll see significant cloud cover on Wednesday, highs in the 50s. Dry for several days, but the Christmas holiday offers a good chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. It's 51 degrees right now, getting down to around 39 tonight, partly sunny Wednesday with a high of 55 tomorrow. Our top local story, closing arguments and a verdict are happening tomorrow, likely, in the murder trial of Keith Agee, accused of fatally shooting 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims inside the Home Depot store on Davis Highway in August. Channel 3 was in the courtroom today when Agee himself took the stand, saying he had tested positive for an STD a few days after being intimate with Sims, went to the store to confront her. He said that after their brief conversation, Sims turned away from him and started to walk away, that was as mad as he's ever been in his life.
I've never been so mad in my life.
What happened next?
I pulled my firearm from my waistband and I proceeded to shoot Brooklyn.
Agee, again, testifying there. His mother, Sheila, is also charged with first-degree murder, accused of not only knowing about his plans but helping to orchestrate them. A couple of updates from the city of Pensacola today. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city is moving forward with installing red light cameras at dangerous intersections around town. January, the city council will get the second reading of the ordinance. After that, assuming that they pass, no reason to think they would not. The city will get to work on getting contracts agreed to and equipment set up with the goal to be up and running by summertime.
The three worst intersections for the last decade, year in, year out, pretty much, I believe almost always ranked 1, 2, 3 in some order, were 9th and Airport, 9th and Bayou, and Davis and Fairfield. Those were the three always top three for accidents.
In addition to those three, red light cameras will also go up at 9th and Fairfield and 9th and Gregory. Infractions that will be enforced will be traveling straight through a red light and making a left turn on a red light. Also, ShotSpotter in the city of Pensacola is now up and running. It went live on December 14th, covering a 3-square-mile area that stretches from Tarragona Street west to the city limit and from Avery Street down to Main.
First blip that we had gotten happened in the city, and we got no calls. So without ShotSpotter, we would have not even known it happened, and that's what we see a lot.
The second blip came after a 14-year-old girl was injured in a reported drive-by shooting Saturday night. With the city sensors now up, a combined 6 square miles are now being covered by the technology, including the Montclair and Mayfair neighborhoods in Escambia County. Escambia Supervisor of Elections David Stafford leaving his job after 19 years. Next month, he'll be going to the Department of Homeland Security to work as an election security advisor for their cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency. His last day as Escambia's supervisor of elections will be January 15th. In a letter to Governor DeSantis, Stafford has asked him to consider appointing Deputy Supervisor Sonia Daniel to fill the final year of his term. And the Escambia School Board wants the public's opinion on current interim superintendent Keith Leonard's job performance so far.
And please remember, you can call us or you can send us an email. I know I've heard from people already, but if you have anything else you'd like to share with us, we're all willing to hear from you.
That's Patty Hightower during Monday's meeting. Under the process, which the board officially set, each board member will complete a mid-year evaluation of Leonard's job performance. Then they'll have the meeting, invite the public to share their opinions as well, and then I would expect, whether it's Hightower, Kevin Adams, I know who we talked to in hour number one, certainly a big fan of Leonard's, I would expect there to be a motion made at that meeting to move forward with naming him the permanent superintendent. Obviously, I think that's where it's headed there. 6:20, we'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines still to come on Pensacola Right Now.
This holiday season, let's come together and build a better future for everyone. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org/donate and make your tax-deductible donation today. Have land ready to sell or donate? Give Pensacola Habitat a call, 850-434-5456. At Pensacola Habitat, they strive for a world where everyone has a decent place to live. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thank you for being part of positive change in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge. to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and on the Pensacola Morning News right now, well, guess what? I'm on vacation. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'll be back shortly. But in the meantime, I've got some really good, high-quality friends who are filling in for me. Anna Hagen's a great lawyer, works on life issues and lobbying, and Craig Heinzman, of course, with Marcus Baptist Church, a community outreach pastor, and also John Hutchinson, of course, formerly with Gulf Power and many other things since then. Their segments and also all of our prior stuff is available on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 6:25 here. We will get another check of the roads and weather. Wasn't too much to report on in our first traffic update of the hour, and luckily it appears to have only gotten better since then. We touched on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. The congestion there has seemingly cleared up just about entirely, and we touched on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. That is still present, but it is very minor, so hopefully it won't hold you up too long. And everywhere else is just about pretty smooth sailing.
All right, Channel 3 First Warning Weather with meteorologist Alan Strum.
It's going to be another chilly night with overnight lows mainly in the upper 30s, give or take depending on location. Cooler inland, not quite as cool along the immediate coast. Now, clouds start to roll back into the skies, and we'll see some of that cloud cover on Wednesday. Highs will be in the 50s. The weather dry for the next several days, but looking ahead to the Christmas holiday, there's a high chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 49 degrees right now, down to around 39 degrees overnight. Partly sunny again tomorrow, and a high of 55. In the state of Florida today, the city of Orlando is hoping to build a permanent memorial for the Deadly Pulse nightclub shooting by its 10-year remembrance. Mayor Buddy Dyer says the goal is to ensure the display honors the victims and showing the resiliency of the city after the 2016 tragedy that killed 49 people and injured 53 others.
And Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is warning residents about an uptick in utility bill scams. A scheme is circulating around the state where suspected criminals are threatening to leave victims in the dark unless they send over money immediately. Moody says utility companies will never threaten to disrupt services the first time they contact customers for a late payment.
A Florida lawmaker is proposing a bill to ban local government schools and state colleges and universities from flying certain flags. State Representative David Barrero's bill is aimed at preventing the display of flags with a political viewpoint, including sexual orientation, race, or gender. The bill will be considered when the next legislative session starts in January.
And the governor has an idea for what you can get to sportsmen in your life this Christmas. Ron DeSantis yesterday highlighted the Great Outdoors Initiative and discounts available for hunting and fishing licenses. Floridians can get half off on the FWC Gold Sportsman Hunting and Fishing Licenses and annual passes at state parks The discounts will be available through January 13th.
National news today. Airports will be very busy the next couple of weeks for the holidays. TSA predicting a 6% increase in travel at airports nationwide compared to last year on the three busiest travel days of the season, that being this Friday, Thursday, as well as New Year Day. New Year's Day. What's wrong with me?
And four people are dead and hundreds of thousands are without power after a massive storm hit New England. The region was battered with high winds and heavy rain Monday night, knocking down trees and power lines and killing at least four people. Two people were killed by falling trees in Maine and Massachusetts.
A nonprofit that tracks threats against Jewish communities say there were more than 200 false bomb threats and swatting calls just this past weekend.
The Secure Community Network says those incidents targeted facilities in California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, and Washington, among other states. Swatting refers to prank calls to authorities in order to send a SWAT team to someone under a false pretense a crime is happening. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Also, it seems unlikely the Senate will strike a deal on border security and Ukraine aid before the Christmas holiday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying that negotiations were making progress but declined to say whether a vote would be held. Meanwhile, the number two Republican, Senator John Thune, says a deal will not be reached before January.
And the judge in the Brian Koberger case has denied defense motions to dismiss the charges. One motion claimed a grand jury indictment needed beyond reasonable doubt, but the judge ruled Idaho law requires only probable cause for an indictment. The judge also denied a request to dismiss charges over prosecutorial misconduct and inadmissible evidence.
In New York, they're now looking into potential slavery reparations.
Former slaves and their children and their children's and their children across our nation have been haunted for generations by racism and disenfranchisement.
That is Governor Kathy Hochul, who signed a bill today that orders the creation of a 9-member commission to study the state's history on slavery. The bill states the commission will look into appropriate remedies and reparations and potential policy and legislative solutions for damages done to people and communities. A quick recap here of our top three stories here before the Fox News update. Colorado Supreme Court ruling Donald Trump is disqualified from holding office and will not be allowed to appear on the state's 2024 primary ballot. Of course, Trump's legal team will appeal to the Supreme Court. New international task force led by the U.S. will defend commercial cargo ships in the Red Sea. And the U.N. Security Council today voting on whether to call for a ceasefire in Israel and Gaza.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. A Colorado court is seeking to exclude former President Donald Trump from their presidential election over the January 6th Capitol riot. The Colorado Supreme Court has declared Trump ineligible for the White House under the U.S. Constitution's insurrection clause and removed him from the state's presidential primary ballot. The action sets up a showdown in the nation's highest court. The state Supreme Court stayed its decision until January 4th or until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the case. Migrants continue to overwhelm the southern border. Fox's Bill Malugin reports.
CBP sources telling Fox earlier today they had over 5,000 migrants in custody in that sector and were trying to pick up and transport another 4,500. So you're talking upwards of 10,000 migrants being dealt with in Eagle Pass, a city that has a population of 30,000 people.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Some people get socks for Christmas, but others may get stocks. Oppenheimer today named its top large cap stock pick for 2024, and it's a familiar name, Microsoft. While the tech giant's shares are up a sharp 55% year to date, Oppenheimer says there should be more upside in the year ahead thanks to Microsoft's unique AI position. It has a major stake in ChatGPT developer OpenAI. Microsoft shares currently go for about $373 each, but Oppenheimer believes it will go up another 10% next year. Well, this may end up being the strongest holiday season for online shopping since the pandemic year of 2020. CNBC's All-America Economic Survey conducted a few weeks ago found 57% of Americans naming online shopping sites as their top one or two destinations for holiday gifts. Amazon and Walmart at number 1 and 2, not surprisingly. Stocks rose again today. The Dow Industrials with another fresh closing high up 252 points. The S&P gained 27 today. That's your money now.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Ready.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Christmas is in the air at Pensacola Hardware, and we're ready to get you started on your way to a wonderful holiday season. From indoor to outdoor kitchen accessories and accents, we've got the perfect gifts for everyone on your list, with 2 websites to help you find what you need. Our contractor site is an excellent resource for supplies or quotes on larger projects, while our housewares and gift sites let you order online from our wide selection to ship or pick up in store. Fill your gift list this Christmas at Pensacola Hardware. Find us at PensacolaHardware.com and PensacolaHardware.net.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. With 3 weeks left in the season, there are 3 clear Coach of the Year candidates. D'Amico Ryans and Kevin Stefanski are both more than deserving, but my vote would go to Shane Steichen. Steichen's roster was pretty bare when he got to Indy, and somehow he has this Colts team on the verge of making the playoffs 8-6, with the Falcons, Raiders, and Texans left on their schedule. And Steichen is having this incredible season with Gardner Minshew as his quarterback, and he's only had his best player, Jonathan Taylor, for 7 games. I'm Zach Gelb.
Oh, this cold.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey?
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe with honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day, medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
If you're like most people, you've had your fair share of financial questions. Questions like, can I afford my son's travel hockey team? What if my daughter doesn't get that soccer scholarship? Will I be able to enjoy golf in retirement? At Empower, we know these questions can be stressful. We're here to help answer your what-ifs and empower what's next. Join 18 million Americans and take control of your financial future. Start today at empower.com. Sponsored by Empower Personal Wealth.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. As far as the traffic goes in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, hasn't been much to report on this hour, and that appears to still be the case. So if you are dealing with some congestion there or maybe in Santa Rosa County into Pace Milton areas, it hopefully should not hold you up too long.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our Channel 3 First Warning weather forecast for the next couple of days. Right now we're at 49 degrees, down to around 39 tonight. Cloudy again Wednesday, 55 for a high, 41 tomorrow night. Thursday should see mostly sunshine with a high of 62, 63 again on Friday. And low sticking around in the mid to upper 40s through Friday night. Busy in the world of sports tonight. We had, of course, Monday Night Football, a bit of a stunner there with the Eagles losing to the Seahawks 20-17. So after the Cowboys get bludgeoned by the Bills and them thinking, all right, well, I guess we're stuck in the fifth seed. Not even 24 hours later, Philly gave it right back to them. So the Cowboys now in the two spot in the NFC. Philly now back at five. And then, so Aaron Rodgers, not going to be playing. So that's, we can stop talking about that, forever until next year.
Yeah. Until we actually see him suit up.
Yeah. He says if it was a playoff game, you know, there would be a no brainer that he would, be working towards that. But speaking on Pat McAfee today, saying that if he were 100% today, he'd be pushing to play, but he is not. So didn't sound like he quite made that Christmas Eve target there. But, I mean, it's still impressive, I guess.
I mean, yeah.
But, you know, he's not playing.
Yeah. And the thing is, nobody expected him to. In college football, the Frisco Bowl between 8-4 UTSA and 6-6 Marshall kicks off at 8 p.m. on ESPN. If you thought, or if you're thinking, that that's not going to be a good one, Old Dominion and Western Kentucky gave off a similar vibe, and look at how wrong we were about that. So you might want to keep that one on your guide, your TV guide tonight.
Marshall's always been a program that's had a little bit of a tug at my heartstrings.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I've kind of
they're cool
back in. You know, back in my adolescence, growing up playing NCAA football on the probably PS2 at the time, back when Byron Leftwich was the quarterback, you had Marshall was just a fun team to play with. You kind of had the spread offense and just trying to put up as many points as you could. So, yeah, I always liked playing with Marshall. Of course, you know, you had Chad Pennington and Randy Moss on the same team back in the late 90s.
Oh, but, yeah, they've had some stunners coming
out. Yeah, We Are Marshall, also a very, very good sports movie there.
Yes. So. And men's college basketball has a loaded slate tonight at 6 o'clock, so it should already be going on. I don't have to score on hand, though, Joe, if you want to look that up. Virginia and Memphis, that's 22 taking on 23 on ESPN2 right now. Number 6 Marquette goes on the road to face 9-2 Providence at 7:30 on FS1. Do you have the score?
It is 29-26 Memphis with about 4 minutes left in the first half.
Wow, so good game brewing there.
There you go.
And speaking of basketball, NBA, we do have a game that if it hasn't tipped off already, it should soon.
Yeah, I mean it's like 3 minutes and 9-8. New Orleans.
Yeah, so Pelicans got an early lead here, a narrow one, on the Grizzlies. Ja Morant, that's his grand return from his 25-game suspension.
Yeah.
And later on tonight at 9, the Celtics go to the Warriors. Celtics are tied with the Timberwolves, 20-5 on the season. Those two are the best two teams, not only in their conferences, but in the league overall.
All right, 6:41, listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, winding down here on a Tuesday. Health, business, and science notes today. Google is agreeing to pay $700 million to states and consumers in an antitrust settlement.
That includes preventing other app stores from being preloaded on Android devices. That means buying off companies who may have launched rival app stores to Google Play Store.
That's California Attorney General Rob Bonta says that the company violated federal and state antitrust laws with anti-competitive behavior. All 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands were in this settlement.
and the cinnamon applesauce pouches with lead contamination that sickened many children had lead levels more than 2,000 times higher than the proposed standards. The FDA is continuing to investigate the Ecuador facility linked with the puree pouches sold under the Wanabana, Weiss, and Schnucks brands. An FDA official told Politico last week that the contamination seemed to be an intentional act. Mm.
2024 will be a busy year for stargazers. One of the top celestial spectacles is the Quadrantids meteor shower. That's January 3rd and 4th. Also, the Lyrid meteor shower is between April 21st and the 22nd. They've been observed for 2,700 years. The next one will be 2042. Also, we have a penumbral lunar eclipse happening on March 25th, a total solar eclipse on April 8th. That'll be over the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, and I know a lot of people are excited about that. It'll be the last total eclipse until 2044.
And this one, I mean, at least at first, this sounds like something you'd hear in the wacky and weird section we got coming up. Scientists say that they had a conversation with a humpback whale. It happened back in August of 2021 in southeast Alaska when the whale circled the team's boat for 20 minutes. The scientists played a recorded call underwater that attracted the whale's attention, and it responded. The SETI Institute, which that's S-E-T-I Institute, which looks for potential signals from aliens, says it's the first such communication between whales and humans and could one day be the model for communicating with extraterrestrials. That's a stretch.
Well, yeah, a couple things on that. Number one, yes, you're right, it is a stretch. Number two, can you say that you're communicating if neither party understands each other?
There you go. I can meow to my cat. That don't mean we're having a conversation. Not only that, but I can play sounds of a cat meowing. That doesn't mean we're having a conversation like with
you're
my
not
cat.
There was an audible noise.
Yeah.
A whale responded with audible noise in kind.
That's not communicating.
But you cannot tell me what the whale said.
Yeah, that's what.
So that is not a communicative thing.
That's what good communication is. Like actually listening to what someone is saying and responding based off of that. That's communication.
Right. You're I was ignoring you, so we weren't communicating.
Yeah,
just
there you go. See, that's the thing. That I was just talking at Joe. That's
right.
What that was. That was not communication.
Also, Bill Gates says a massive technology boom is on the horizon for next year. The billionaire wrote in his annual blog post that this was the first year he used AI for work and serious reasons. He says scientists will be working on fine-tuning AI to make improvements, and he predicts that high-income countries such as the U.S. are perhaps two or even fewer years away from the general population using AI at a significant level.
6:45 here. We'll get another check of the roads and weather. It's been pretty calm.
Pretty calm?
Yeah.
All right.
With
me.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm saying it as if it's a bad thing, but it just I feel like my job's too easy at this point.
Yeah. Nah, that's all right. Nothing going on. There's nothing going on.
Yeah, it's been if you're experiencing some congestion somewhere on the roads, hopefully it's rather mild. It shouldn't be holding you up too long. You should be able to get on your way pretty easily.
It's going to be another chilly night with overnight lows mainly in the upper 30s, give or take, depending on location. Cooler inland, not quite as cool along the immediate coast. Now, clouds start to roll back into the skies, and we'll see some of that cloud cover on Wednesday. Highs will be in the 50s. The weather dry for the next several days, but looking ahead to the Christmas holiday, there's a high chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 48 degrees currently with an overnight low tonight of 39. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 55. Pop culture notes today. This sounds like the worst movie ever. Netflix is releasing its first look at the upcoming film Spaceman. The movie stars Adam Sandler as an astronaut on a mission at the edge of the solar system who realizes his marriage may not be waiting for him when he returns home.
Okay.
If he's at the edge of the solar system, he's not getting home, first of all.
That is what that means, yeah.
Sandler's,
and the thing is, doesn't like time move a lot slower in space or whatever? So it's like, or move a lot faster on Earth than in space, you know what I mean? Like that's like a film trope, you know what I'm saying? Like, how long was I gone? Because it's like time slows down in space. So, like, Earth is, like, going through all these years. You ever seen that in space movies? Like, they're
seen,
like...
Well, it's not a real thing, but...
Well, I mean, I don't know. Why would they not incorporate that into this movie? You just said the plot's terrible. I figured they would try to keep that alive.
No, I have. Well, I mean, obviously, if it's the it sounds like in the plot, like, okay, because look, real life, if you're going to the edge of our solar system, you're not going to be alive to see it because it's you know, it takes you like thousands of years.
Yes.
It's not like when you're once you're in space, time miraculously slows down for you or it speeds up.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is like they show like in films when you're like really far out into space, like you are really far gone. It talks about like time will move quicker, like, or excuse me, for you being in space, it moves slower. So I figured, I don't know. Well, whatever. The movie is stupid. I was trying to provide something.
Can I continue, please?
Yes.
All right. So before I was interrupted, I was saying that the movie stars Adam Sandler as an astronaut on a mission at the edge of the solar system who realizes his marriage may not be waiting for him when he returns home. Mm-hmm. Sandler's character then finds a mysterious creature from the beginning of time hiding in his ship. And that mysterious creature helps him make sense of what went wrong before it's too late. Sheesh, man.
Yeah. And I thought what I was saying was stupid.
We are really getting to the bitter end of Adam Sandler as any sort of... I don't even know what list you'd put him on at this point. The last Adam Sandler movie that I saw was Uncut Gems. It was very weird, very strange. Mm. This one is just sounds like crap. So I will not be watching. But there you go. If you are, if you're an Adam Sandler person, you swear by him. That's his next masterpiece right there.
Awesome. And keep me with the space theme, since I clearly know so much about it.
Yes.
A new scratch-off game being offered by the Texas Lottery has a second-chance prize that's truly out of this world. Anyone who doesn't win a prize on the new $1 million cash blast ticket can enter a second-chance drawing for a trip to Florida's Kennedy Space Center. During the trip, four people plus their invited guests will be selected for a flight to the edge of space provided by a company called Space Perspective. During the flight, one of the travelers will also be awarded $100,000.
And not only will you go to the edge of space, but you will also get to experience time changing, according to Austin.
I hope.
So that's a double-edged sword there that you get to experience.
Well, Joe didn't get it. I hope you get it, okay? I hope you understand what I'm trying to say, because Joe...
I don't think anybody understood what you're trying to say there.
I don't think I explained it well, but I think it was enough for people
hence
to get the gist.
Hence the reason why nobody understood what you were saying there.
Yeah, whatever.
Celine Dion's sister says the singer no longer has control of her muscles. Celine revealed last year that she had been diagnosed with Morsch-Waltman syndrome, also known as stiff person syndrome. She was forced to cancel tour dates she had planned for this year. Her sister says the hope is still that Celine can one day return to the stage. 6:50, we will take our final break here on a Tuesday, back with some wacky stories, good news, and if you missed it, a recap of our top three stories for today. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Speedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. the Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
All right, we have an update on Austin's scientific theorem as it relates to space-time continuum. Austin, you want to share what you found?
Okay, so yeah, sure, I'll share it. I just sent it to Joe, but I'll share it with you. So I was looking it up because I knew what I was trying to reference. It's a scene from the Matthew McConaughey film Interstellar.
Christopher Nolan, yes.
Yes, they get sucked into a wormhole. That's the crucial part that I was forgetting.
Okay.
They got sucked into that, I think, and it says, Cooper and Amelia survive and return to the Endurance only to find that time aboard has passed much faster than on the planet due to time dilation.
Right.
Romley, who had remained in orbit, has aged 23 years in the few hours that Cooper and Amelia were gone. That's what I'm referring to.
All right.
Yes. So at least it proves I'm not totally stupid. But anyway, that's up to public opinion, I'm sure. 6:55, we got one last check of the roads and weather here. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there has been just about nothing to report on, luckily. And that appears to still be the case. If you are having issues, it hopefully shouldn't hold you up too long.
All right, thank you very much. You're not totally stupid.
I appreciate that.
Channel 3 First Warning Weather.
Lows overnight will be down in the upper 30s. Some inland areas a little bit colder, and along the immediate coast, more like between 40 and 45. Clouds start to move back into the skies. We'll see significant cloud cover on Wednesday, highs in the 50s. Dry for several days, but the Christmas holiday offers a good chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News Weather Forecast.
All right. Texter says, you have to exceed the speed of light for time shifts.
There you go. So that's someone who actually knows what they're talking about.
You know what? I don't know who the texter is, but they came with some thunder and authority, so I'm siding with them.
Yeah.
Taking a look here at some wacky stories here as we wrap up on a Tuesday. A Virginia woman who was surveying a thrift store recently when a vase caught her eye. It was shaped like a bottle and had ribbons of color, aqua green and amethyst purple, that spiraled up the glass surface like stripes of paint. Sounds very elegant.
Mm-hmm.
She paid $3.99 for it. Turns out the vase was produced by the renowned glass company Vanini, and it was designed by architect Carlo Scarpa. Jessica Vincent did some research on it, found how valuable it could be, and decided to sell it through an auction house, and it sold for $107,000.
Wow,
so,
good job out of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of good news, Walt Disney World's Animal Kingdom is celebrating a milestone. Over the weekend, a theme park welcomed its first African elephant calf in 7 years. Cora is her name. She was born at more than 200 pounds on Saturday. She's currently bonding with her mother, Nadira, and is being monitored by the park's animal professionals. Cora's birth is part of the Species Survival Plan, which is a program designed to ensure the breeding of endangered animals is in managed care.
Very good. We told you about this last week, that at the Portland rescue mission, somebody intentionally donated a very expensive pair of Jordan sneakers. They were the Jordan 3s that are solid, well, not solid gold, but they were gold colored, that they were designed specifically for Spike Lee and his Oscar nomination. They were designed by Tinker Hatfield, of course, a very important figure in Nike's history. So somebody donated them, and they were confirmed to be authentic. And in fact, Hatfield ended up donating a special box that he had originally made for the shoes. So he pitched those in as well. The estimate for these shoes was about $20,000, but it ended up going for $50,800. So obviously a very happy shoe collector there, and obviously the Portland Rescue Mission is going to make that money be able to go a long way.
Absolutely. And Crystal was 6 years old when Dave Poland began transporting her over 170 miles from her home in Indiana to Shriners Children's Hospital in St. Louis. Dave started volunteering as a hospital transportation driver, and over the course of 10 trips, he became her driver dad and led to a friendship that has lasted 3 decades. As the years rolled on, Dave became sick, and doctors told him he needed a kidney transplant. Once Crystal found this out, she wouldn't take no for an answer and returned the favor once she found that they shared the same blood type.
A very, very cool story there. Love to see things like that. If you missed it at any part here of the last hour, just a quick recap of our top three stories for today before we sign off. Today, the UN Security Council meeting again to vote on the call for a ceasefire. The U.S. vetoed that last month. A new international task force led by the U.S. will defend commercial cargo ships from Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. And today, the Colorado Supreme Court ruling that Donald Trump is disqualified from holding office and he will not be allowed to appear on the state's 2024 primary ballot. They cited Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, the so-called insurrectionist ban. Trump's legal team will appeal to the Supreme Court, and I would be shocked
if they did not get overturned
there. Yeah. All right, that'll do it for a Tuesday edition of the program. Back tomorrow, same time, same place, 4 to 7. Austin, you have a good night, all right?
You too, buddy.
Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.